In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As stated by Pope Benedict XVI, we can understand that the prophecies are conditional. The Pope said, "The future is not marked inevitably. The meaning of visions or prophecies is not to show a film of the unchangeable future, but to draw attention regarding freedom and what could happen in order to avoid these announced disasters." For now, let us note that the ecclesiastical authorities of the Diocese of Santander, to which this small town belongs, have never officially approved the apparitions. The different bishops who have passed through the diocese have wanted to definitively settle the problem. In the year 1961, an investigative commission was appointed, which was not legally appointed. In addition, one of the main participants and opponents of the apparitions soon withdrew and accepted them, and he gave a public conference about it. This is Dr. Luis Morales, who sincerely repented for the negative opinion of the apparitions of Garabandal. In addition, the members of the commission did not question the village priest, who was in favor, or other people who were in favor of the apparitions. Monsignor Eugenio Bitia, who was Bishop of Santander from January 1962 to 1965, based on the commission's conclusions, reports that the phenomena have a natural explanation and prohibits priests and religious from going to the village. After some time, Monsignor Eugenio Bitia publishes another note assuring, "We have not found matter for condemning ecclesiastical censorship, neither in the doctrine nor in the spiritual recommendations that have been disclosed, since they contain a strong urge to prayer, sacrifice, Eucharistic devotion, and to the veneration of Our Lady in the traditionally praiseworthy forms." Monsignor Juan Antonio Del Val had seen the four visionary girls in Garabandal in ecstasy on two previous occasions. In December 1971, before becoming bishop, he institutes a new commission. On May 30th of the year 1983, with his approval, Dr. Luis Morales, who had previously expressed his negative opinion of Garabandal, gave a conference at the Ateneo de Santander, in which Dr. Luis Morales acknowledged having intervened directly to stop the commission's studies and direct them to negative and preconceived conclusions. Dr. Luis Morales gave a conference before a large audience where he took back his first opinion and recognized the authenticity of the Garabandal apparitions. Monsignor Juan Antonio Del Val allowed the priests and religious to go to Garabandal and gave Conchita Gonzalez express permission to talk about the apparitions. Before retiring as bishop, he said publicly that the Garabandal message was important and theologically correct. Monsignor Carlos Osoro, Cardinal and Archbishop of Madrid, in 2007, being Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Santander, stated, "I have known authentic conversions in Garabandal. Given these events, how can we not feel the need to always open our hearts to our Mother Mary? We will try to clarify all this a little more so that each one can make a personal conclusion for his own life, since although the apparitions are true, they are not a dogma of faith, and it is not mandatory to believe in them, but they can help us to love our Mother, the Virgin Mary, more and to be better Christians." Starting in the year 1961, Our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, told Conchita Gonzalez, one of the visionaries of the Garabandal apparitions, about three main events, Catholics have since been reminded by the Roman hierarchy that the Gaudebandel apparitions are not forbidden and are in no way approved by the Catholic Church. In other words, the Gaudebandel apparitions have not been approved by the Catholic Church, which does not mean that they are false, but that there is still not enough evidence for them to be given a favorable declaration by the Catholic Church. The three main events that our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, spoke about are that a warning will happen first. After the warning, another event called the miracle will happen. And after the event of the miracle, the chastisement or punishment could happen. We say could happen regarding the chastisement event because it is a conditional event, meaning it will happen if men do not convert. The Virgin Mary told Conchita Gonzalez that these events would happen in this order. First is the warning, second is the miracle, and third is the chastisement. The warning and the miracle are events planned by God that should happen before the chastisement. The events of the warning and the miracle seek the conversion of men. And if after these two events the world does not change, then the chastisement will happen. There are a few revealed signs given through Marian apparitions that have been approved by the Catholic Church that will help us to know when we are getting close to the first event, which is the warning. Signs such as the Synod, the revival of communism in the world, and therefore the religious persecution. If you would like to know about the event of the warning and the event of the miracle in detail, please check out the videos published on the 99 Catholics channel. The day that they learned in Gaudebandel of the death of Pope St. John XXIII, Conchita Gonzalez said, "There are only three popes left, and then later the end times will come." In reality, the Virgin Mary said that four popes would still come, but she did not count one of them. He would be Pope Blessed John Paul I for his short pontificate of 33 days. This does not mean that there will not be more popes in history. First, that later that Conchita Gonzalez said does not mean immediately, nor does it mean that after the end times, that is, after all the catastrophes and disasters that will come to humanity, there will be no church, no popes, but rather that those three popes and the great world catastrophe will come until the earth is purified. And then God reigns in the world through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as she prophesied at Fatima. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, which will be converted, and a time of peace will be granted to the world. However, after Pope St. John XXIII came Pope St. Paul VI. Then came Pope Blessed John Paul I, who is not included. And then Pope St. John Paul II. And then Pope Benedict XVI. Therefore, Pope Francis should not come, and we should already be at the end times. To clarify this, let's listen to the prophecy of the Second World War. Our Lady prophesied at Fatima, "If you don't stop offending God, another worse war will begin in the reign of Pius XI. When you see a knight illuminated by an unknown light, know that it is the sign that God gives you that he is going to punish the world for its crimes through war, hunger, and persecution of the Church and the Holy Father." Here we see that the Virgin Mary speaks of Pius XI, when in 1917, in which the Virgin Mary is speaking, it was not even known that such a pope would exist. The sign or warning of the Second World War was a night illuminated by an unknown light. This happened on January 24th of the year 1938, in the time of Pope Pius XI, and it was the phenomenon of an aurora, also known as polar lights. But in the prophecy, it is said that in the reign of Pius XI, another worse war will begin. The war began on September 1st of the year 1939, when Germany invaded Poland, and then Pope Pius XI was no longer alive, but Pope Venerable Pius XII was. However, it does not take much discernment to understand that the war actually started earlier, because Hitler had already made the decision to wage war, and the preparations were underway. We can say the same thing now. Before Pope Francis arrived, some communist nations were and are preparing for total war. Communist countries under the disguise of non-communist countries, which will include nuclear weapons and the destruction of a large part of humanity. They are things that are not clear and visible, but they are real, and God, who sees them, can warn us so that we are prepared for the worst. Let us remember that the Virgin Mary spoke to the visionaries of Garabandal of a great tribulation for the church, and that a time would come when it would seem about to perish due to a terrible trial. When they asked her what that test would be called, she said, communism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.